With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Craig and Company, thanks for taking a ride with us today. We appreciate it. It's Thursday. Christine Lee has some stories, the lighter side.
Don't forget to feature your pets. You've probably seen this all over social media today.
I got to put up my dogs.
And I have to put up my husband, James.
And I have to put up my two dogs. Yeah, it's National Pet Day or Pet Appreciation Day.
It is National Pet Day.
Love your pet. Love your pet day.
It's Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Aw, the puppies and the kittens.
Baby tats.
Put your pets up and share them with us. Also, on the Twitter, at Christine_onair, I put up a link to the Moth podcast, Gary, because, you know, with the release of the new Lion King trailer, and that movie's coming out in July.
I just saw the animation.
Is the trailer not amazing?
Holy smokes.
All-star cast, but it reminded me of one of the best, the Moth is a storytelling podcast, and one of the best storytelling episodes on that podcast I ever heard was by a former sixth grade teacher who went on this epic hiking trip with a bunch of sixth graders and one straggler who ended up, you know, becoming one with the land at the end of the... It's so good. I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's on my Twitter,
hey,
at Christine
on that trailer. You know when the trailer is good, when I had to ask Christine, wait a minute, that's animation?
Yeah, but then he wanted the software to see if he could do it himself.
Call the studio, ask them what software they're using.
No problem.
This story is so disgusting. I saw it starting to take flight, no pun intended.
How disgusting is
it? Yesterday. I meant to talk about it yesterday, but people are still talking about it today. This is the story of a 29-year-old woman who had no idea why her eye was swollen shut.
Oof.
She was in severe pain.
Yeah.
Severe
pain. Did she go to the emergency room?
Yeah, she went to, in Taiwan. She went to the University Hospital in Taiwan.
That's her first mistake.
No, well, that's where she's living. That's where she's from. Doctors could not find a bacterial infection. So when they got out the microscope and decided to take a look into her eyes, you know, with the...
I have a joke about this story, but if I say it, I'll be off the air now and not in June.
Okay, well, so save that.
If you want to know what they were looking at through a microscope, insect legs were wiggling from one of her eye sockets.
Ew, ew, ew.
The doctor yanked out a small bee, and it was
alive. It was a bee.
Just one bee?
No, four.
Holy hell.
They're known as sweat bees.
Sweat bees.
They thrive on your tear ducts.
Oh, God.
Somehow, four of them managed to end up camping out in her eye.
What?
Right.
How is that possible?
I mean...
That's my next crank call. Hello, yes, I have my sweat bees. I need to bring them in. They're not doing any aerobics.
Have you guys ever had, like, a gnat or anything fly in your eye it stings so bad?
How about, have you ever inhaled a gnat?
Yes, I mean, these things are... Yes, you swallow a bug.
A bug.
Oh, never.
You've never swallowed a bug.
Not yet.
Well, it's protein.
It's pure protein, right?
Well,
yeah.
Consider my protein shake.
Yeah, but that's just minor compared to her having four bees in her eye.
Wow, four bees in the eye.
Yeah.
And why did? And they didn't attack the other eye. They just wanted the one eye.
Yeah.
You would think two of them would say, you take the left and we'll take the right.
Oh,
not all four going in at one time.
They're communicating like that.
Well, they should be.
70% of us want to get in better shape for summer, according to a new survey. Why do we need a survey for that?
I want to blow up. I want to get as fat as I can.
Well, you did 30 push-ups in the studio this morning.
I did 30 push-ups.
Did you put that up on our...
No, but I will now.
At Official Craig and Company.
Well, he did really well. I kind of doubted him in the beginning, but his form was good.
Well, I asked you how many you did. You said five. I said five?
Yeah, I can only do five in a row.
I said, I can do 30 with no problem. And you said, oh, yeah, prove it.
Yes, but we can out-wall-sit you for
multiple days. My abs. I could do abs for
days.
Wine
me.
I can outwine you?
Yes.
No, not anymore.
Oh.
I can't. Cut like a glass or so?
No, I'm not talking about the stuff you drink.
Whining?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Gary.
I don't whine.
All right.
I bitch. There's a difference.
Yes,
very Let's
true.
Be real here. A paid internship as a candy taster.
Oh, my God.
Is back up on the for grabs for anyone who wants to do it. It's a 3-month paid internship with the parent company of Snickers, M&M's, and a bunch of other candies.
Really?
It's their world's sweetest internship.
What are they paying for that? What do you get paid to eat their product?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Responsibilities include traveling around to different manufacturing plants, tasting new candy that hasn't been released yet.
Oh, yeah, to judge the candy.
Wait, you get a year's worth of free candy as a bonus. I want to know how they determine what is a year's worth of free candy, because I think most of us can down four or five Skittle bags in one day.
The promotion's also sponsored by an insulin company, so good luck.
I don't know. I mean, that just seems kind of
terrible.
And the best places to live if you want to become wealthy, Gary.
Okay.
If you want to become wealthy.
Not Fartford.
Well, this is interesting. Number 10 is Austin, Texas. So there's this three-way tie at 7, 8, 9. Seattle, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow.
I should have never left.
Because the cost of living is low there, right? That's what it is. You're not spending a lot on to live.
Yeah, they base it on things like unemployment rates, housing costs, and how many high-paying jobs there are. If you want to know the top ones, the tie between Plano, Texas, and Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona is a cowboy boot heel. I've been there.
What?
It is a.
Oh, you almost said it.
It is a giant.
Don't.
It is a giant turd. Okay. If you want to live, if you're saying to yourself, "We need a change in life," how about a turd? Then you go to Chandler, Arizona.
Yes, but you can be happy, employed, and a multimillionaire. What, did you put it up, Steph?
I posted up your 30 push-ups on our Instagram at Official Craig & Company.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Hey, I like this music. What is it? Are we in a What's Happening nightclub over here? Here's what's happening on the community calendar.
Craig & Company.
Oh, would you look at his donut.
On 96.5 TIC.
Let's go!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.